Let's start with Justin Greenblum. Mr. McNamara, please come forward.
May I proceed?
Please.
May it please the court, Chief Justice Ravner, members of the court. This matter was before the Disciplinary Review Board on a certification of the record filed by the OAE. The ethics complaint charged respondent with having violated RPC 1.7A2, engaging in a concurrent conflict of interest, as well as RPC 1.8A, engaging in an improper business transaction with the client, as well as RPC 8.1B, failing to cooperate with disciplinary authorities. An individual named George Filosa owned a company which sells construction equipment to contractors. Filosa provided $1 million loan to that corporation. And when the corporation failed to repay the loan, Filosa retained respondent to recoup the loan funds from the corporation. 1 month later, Filosa agreed to provide respondent with funds to assist with paying a mortgage on his residence and for other personal expenses. Between May 31, 2017 and September 5, 2018, Filosa provided respondent with five interest-free loans in amounts ranging from $5,000 to $150,000 and totaling $450,000. Although the terms of the loan transactions were not set forth in writing, Filosa advised the OEE that he expected respondent to repay the loan by applying the loan funds to his legal fees. In his ethics grievance, Filosa noted that respondent told him that if he loaned him money, Filosa's attorney's fees would be taken care of. Respondent left working at firm one to join firm two. However, firm one remained unaware of respondent and Filosa's loan transactions or respondent's payments, promised to write off the payments for the legal fees. Respondent did make four payments to Filosa totaling $112,000, reducing respondent's loan balance to $338,000.
Mr. McNamara, I'm sorry to interrupt you. This is a default matter.
Yes, it is.
There's no one here to speak to the facts in this case.
Because you asked me to proceed, I thought you wanted to hear an argument, Your Honor. We are satisfied with service in this matter, and we do agree with the Disciplinary Review Board's recommendation of 1 year with the conditions.
Your recommendation remains the same.
Yes, it does, Your Honor.
The DRB flagged a potential Siegel violation and pointed out that the OAE was not and had not pursued that. That remains the case?
Yes, it does, Your Honor. We do not believe that Siegel would apply in this case. We believe that the conflict of interest charges were appropriate.
I did not mean to confuse you by inviting you to start. Does anyone have any questions? I'm not certain that it...
We appreciate that.
...that it serves a purpose to have you just speak with us today, and that's
Understood.
Why I interrupted it. Anything that you'd like to flag in particular?
No, Your Honor.
Then we'll take the matter under advisement. Thank you.
Thank you.